Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On Lincoln Live today, time with Lincoln Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Steve Joel. The 2020 remote learning program is on the LPS website. Deadline coming up in mid-February. Why don't you talk about the development of that one-year only remote learning program?
Well, you know, we're going to be running into some treacherous budgetary challenges. And, you know, there was no way we were going to be able to do a dedicated remote school. It's got a price tag right now of between $3 and $4 million, unless we knew we were going to be getting stimulus funds. So as soon as we had some verification that stimulus dollars would be coming to us and they have to be used for this kind of a program, we thought, you know, we can do it on a one-year basis. As we've been monitoring the challenges right now with regard to vaccine distribution, it's really pretty clear that we're not going to be out of the pandemic by the time school starts next year. So we just sat down as a team and we said, let's look at the pros and the cons. And it isn't going to be easy. It's going to be a scheduling nightmare in so many ways for HR. It's going to be 1 year only. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things where we decided originally based on teacher recommendation that we're going to go grades 3 through 12. And then we heard from some other teachers that said, nope, don't forget the K-2s and some parents. So we're going to just go K-12, and we're going to do the best we can with it, right? And we're going to be asking for teacher volunteers that have an interest in, you know, continuing this. I've got a couple of meetings scheduled with some teacher groups because we really want to know what's the best way to do this, right? And and one thing I want our families to understand is, if you choose for remote, we're asking you to commit to an entire semester. We can't do the in and out that teachers have basically said almost unmanageable. And we need you to know that we're not going to be able to offer everything in a remote environment that you can get in an in-person environment. So if you think about advanced placement courses, some of the more specialized courses, those are not going to be part of the remote suite. Parents and students are going to have to come into school for that. So it isn't going to be perfect. I realize that a lot of people are pretty excited about it, but, you know, it's not really where we think we want to go long term. And of course, that's subject to revision. You know, we'll assess and evaluate as we go forward. But our hope is that we can get all our students back to in person. And it's going to take being out of the pandemic for that to occur.
And correct to say, at this point in time, there is no plan for LPS to continue remote learning beyond the 21-22 school year.
Yeah, that's accurate.
You can find out more, parents, at LPS, the LPS website, lps.org. And the deadline to register is February 19th. Get onto the website, do your due diligence as a parent, and decide what you want to do. Superintendent of the public schools here in Lincoln, Dr. Steve Joel, LPS, the first school district in the state to join hundreds of others around the country in suing vaping giant Juul. Steve, take me into that decision by the Board of Education.
Well, we were made aware of it by our fantastic legal team that said, hey, this is out there, and you know, it looks like a lot of the urban districts are getting involved in it. We started looking at our data, and, you know, sure enough, we saw an awful lot of vaping citations that were, you know, taking place within our schools and with our administrators and our students. So, you know, we learned more about it, and we thought, you know, the price of admission is negligible. There's a filing fee. And then, of course, it's all, you know, these kind of suits are all contingency. So very little risk to us to get into it. And, you know, it's one of those things where, again, when if in fact the company was marketing to young people, students like ours, then it created a workload issue for us, right? Whether that's, you know, security or, you know, additional administrative support. And teacher time and all those things. And we don't, I don't have the specifics of exactly, you know, what the data is that we're going to be looking at. But we just thought, you know, that's probably something that we'd be interested in doing. And, you know, so we are. And we'll see where it goes. You know, and just so people know, too, I mean, there's an awful lot of litigation with public education on a lot of different topics. And, you know, this just happened to be one of them. And, you know, we'll follow the string and see where it leads.
Earlier in the week, the City County Health Department moving the COVID risk dial out of the red and into the orange and reducing directed health measures. Those take effect today. What do those changes look like inside Lincoln's public schools, Steve?
You know, it really, there's not a lot of change for us, right? We go to orange, which I think hopefully gives people a little bit more comfort. You know, we're on the activity side, we can increase, and I don't know where Kathy Wieskamp and her team are right now with regard to rolling that out, but, you know, we're going to be able to increase our participation, or excuse me, our attendance. That's going to be a help. I will tell you that we're trying to figure out a way to get more of our high school kids back into our schools. We're working closely with Dr. Bob Rauner, who's on our board, public health doctor, specialist, and to try to, you know, get him, see what it's going to take for him to be comfortable with more of our kids coming back in. Feeling really badly for the seniors, Dale, of course, you know, I've talked about that. You know, really want to try to find a way to get our seniors back in for at least part of their, you know, maybe the last third or fourth of their senior year. So we're working on a few things. Going orange is good, but, you know, the virus is still alive and well. We're still having cases within our system. And, you know, I'm just not sure that it's going to go away, short of, you know, people getting the vaccine and or, you know, acquiring the virus and trying to get to some herd immunity. But I want to thank our PR folks, our employees, our students, our parents, and our community, because we've said from day one, if we can drive these numbers down, DHMs are going to be less restrictive, and we're going to work to get more of our kids involved and back in school full time.
2021, a year closer to the new high school opening at Northwest 48th and West Holdridge, and a year closer to LPS and Bryan College of Health launching the medical science focus program. Introduce that to people.
Well, you know, we've been working on this one for a couple of different years. It started with just a casual conversation, Kim Russell and myself, and, you know, Kim and then Russ Gronewald, and, you know, have always just said, let's make this happen. The need is there. I mean, we don't need to talk about that, but, you know, healthcare, health sciences, excuse me, is one of the fastest growing vocations in the country, and there's a big demand right here in Lincoln, Lancaster County. So when we started on the bond issue, we started working with some of our community partners to say, okay, is there a partnership here? And Bryan Health came forward and said, yep, we're in, and can't say enough good things about our working relationship with them. You know, a couple hundred students perhaps when it reaches capacity, but this is going to open up avenues for our students that they don't have access to right now, not the least of which is dual credit through Bryan College. So we're excited about that. That building is going to open up in 2022, and we're working right now with a couple of different options to the South High School, the new Southeast High School. And, you know, I will tell you, Dale, I'm really proud of the fact that, you know, in 3 or 4 years, every one of our high schools is going to have an anchor pathway focus. And so students that are coming to Lincoln Public Schools are really gonna have 6 or 7 options, not the least, and again, including Career Academy, which enrollment there has just remained incredibly stable through the pandemic. So really excited about that. But, you know, again, we've got a community that wants to partner with educators to provide engaging curriculum opportunities that have some career orientation for all of our students, and couldn't be more excited about that.
And I want to take time to give props to librarians. Every school in Lincoln Public Schools has a certified school librarian. 86% of librarians in the district have a master's degree. How typical is LPS as a district in setting this high bar? And how unusual is it for a school librarian to have such a high skill set?
Well, I like to think that, you know, we're kind of an elite school district when it comes to the commitment we make to library sciences. But, you know, the traditional role of a librarian is changed dramatically, right? So think about when you and I went to the library when we were kids, everything was a shush zone, right? Mm-hmm. And, librarian kind of stood guard and, came over and tapped us and said, be quiet and, go into the book stacks. And you walk into a library right now in Lincoln Public Schools and you see just vibrant energy and lots of chatter and, the kind of thing that just warms your heart. And we have great librarians. And so, we've made the commitment to that, and I give all the credit to Dr. Hafner, who, has just been this this beacon of creativity when it comes to, extending the capacity of what our media centers are going to be. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm a library rat, right? So I love going to schools, walking in libraries, and seeing what's happening. But we have high qualified, trained people. They're technology people. They're a part classroom teacher. They're research assistants. I mean, it's a very diverse role today, but it's critical for the work that we're trying to do, preparing kids for the 21st century.
Steve, could you walk up to a file cabinet and use the Dewey Decimal System if you had to?
I think so.
I couldn't.
But, it was a long time ago. I was actually a library assistant aide when I was like 12 years old. And so the Dewey Decimal System and the stacks, and we'd have to put the books back in order. I mean, it was what you had to do. And do you remember microfiche, where you'd check out like the old newspapers and you'd run it through that little microfiche machine? Mm-hmm. And I remember going back and reading about the Brooklyn Dodgers, right? Because my father used to talk about how good they were, and I was a New York Mets fan, and I would read the stories about the Brooklyn Dodgers in microfiche, and it was kind of like being back there. I thought that was really cool. Look how far we've come since then.
I can still smell the cards. I mean, they were just, you could just rifle through these files and files, pull out this long drawer of nothing but thin index cards with the numbers. Oh, Steve, it's always fun catching up with you and highlighting the many accomplishments going on in Lincoln's public schools. Be safe. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Dale.